This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people, including one police officer, have died in the West African state of Guinea. The security ministry made the announcement Wednesday following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, it is shootings and stabbings in the capital and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope while being interviewed for the feature-length documentary Francesco. The film premiered Wednesday at the Rome Film Festival. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail for his former Vice President Joe Biden today in a bid to drum up support among young Americans and black voters in the final stretch of the White House race. While Obama makes his first in-person campaign appearance in Pennsylvania, U.S. President Donald Trump is in North Carolina, another of the battleground states, which are crucial to victory on November 3rd. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have awaited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she believes negotiations with the White House can produce a deal on a fresh COVID-19 relief bill, despite Republican opposition. But she says it may not happen until after the election. Pelosi, the nation's top elected Democrat, continued talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Wednesday afternoon, and a Pelosi spokesman said afterwards that they were closer to being able to put pen to paper on legislation. Scientists are doing research involving a crush-resistant. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
These tough beetles can be found in California woodlands. The researchers even drove a Toyota Camry over one of them.
Explained dead. No fracture, but it's still alive.
Max Barclay, the head of beetles at Britain's National History Museum, says these beetles can teach them about designing stronger planes and buildings.
The exoskeleton is so hard, you can hardly get a pen through it. You almost have to drill it through with a dental drill.
The species is aptly named Diabolical Ironclad Beetle.
With 400,000 beetles, that's 400,000 solutions to living in. We may have something to learn from very many of these.
The beetles have withstood compression of about 39,000 times its own weight. I'm Ed Donahue.
An anti-terrorist public prosecutor told a news conference the Chechen teenager who beheaded a French teacher for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class had paid students to identify the teacher in front of the school. The prosecutor confirmed contact had been established between the scene suspect and an angry parent at the school northwest of Paris, who called on social media for the teacher to be fired. Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin on Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals and negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiations move forward. For more information on any of today's news and the very latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.